The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Yes, so here we are in the middle of Sesshin, working so hard, as David Roshi said, and investigating this very, very interesting story, this case from the Blue Cliff Record about flying ducks and a twisted nose. I so appreciate everyone's views and contributions in the Dharma dialogue and views that they've shared with me in Doksan about this story. So many different ways of entering and looking at this simple story, simple but very deep and beautiful. And tonight, for my encouragement talk, I want to focus on one particular moment in this koan, and that is the twisting of the nose. You know, right from the get-go, we have views on this, and I so appreciate Jenny's view. She was the first to speak in the Dharma dialogue, expressing her repulsion at what is basically a violent act of a teacher onto a student. I share that repulsion. Violence does not sit well with me, especially in a power position like that. Of course, that's one way of looking at it, and it's a true way. But then we heard today from Lara, this generous violence, an act of generosity. Of course, this is a teacher, a great teacher, Zen master, the great master Ma, giving his all. Now, culturally, maybe this violent act was acceptable. I don't know. If I were in Baizhang's position, I don't think he would have got away with that so easily. And might have had a reaction of pushing him away, or I don't know. But the thing is, I consider this poignant moment a teaching moment. And every moment is a teaching moment. But a moment like this draws our attention. A moment in a story like this says, pay attention. Look at this. What's happening? In his wonderful book, Shunryu Suzuki's book, Zen Mind, Beginner Mind, I recall a quote from him. Well, he quoted Dogen Zenji saying that teaching, which does not sound as if it's forcing something on you, is not true teaching. Teaching, which doesn't sound like it's forcing something on you, is not true teaching. And what I think he means is that in our everyday lives, even though we have teachings and teachers, we go through our own mind continual habit forms, and we don't pick up the teaching. But something shocking like this brings it to our attention, grabs us by the collar. Hey. Now, Zen teachers aren't like teachers in academia. In academia, teachers have knowledge and information that they impart to their students, and their students gather that information and then become learned. In Zen, it's different. A Zen teacher doesn't have anything to give you. Certainly, Zen teachers are wise, have wisdom and knowledge. But what a Zen teacher does is point out what you already have. They do their best to do that. They pick something out that they sense in you that is alive, that could be a teaching moment. There's a story, I believe, in the Lotus Sutra of a man in poverty wandering around the city, completely poor, but doesn't realize he has jewels sewn into the hem of his coat. And it takes another person, I believe in this case the Buddha, to point out that he has jewels sewn in the hem of his coat. Of course, this is the story of a teaching in Zen. You have a jewel in your heart, but it's not all that recognizable and present. And a teacher, a good teacher, can do that, can help point that out. Now, I'm sure there's been a lot of teaching moments for you in this sesshin over the last 2 days, whether you've been aware of them or not. Perhaps in Dharma dialogue and Dharma talks and of course Dokusan. And often when we receive a teaching, we can get caught in a reaction to a teaching. And there's the three buckets or categories of reaction that we have when something jolts us. There's the classic fight, flight, or freeze. We can fight it. No, I don't agree. We become defensive or argumentative. Or we can flight. We can run away from it and I'm not going back to Doksan. That's too traumatic. Or we can freeze and we just go back and sit in our zazen and our space and let the teaching moment pass. And all of that is natural. There's not a problem there. But to be awake to it, to open up to it in the moment is the jewel. What's happening right there? Each teaching moment is a moment, is an opening, is a Dharma gate. And we have to pay attention. We have to be aware of it. Otherwise, it passes us by. So my encouragement to you tonight, over the next hour and a half, and then tomorrow morning, when you meet a teacher, pay attention. Pay attention to those teaching moments. They're precious, very precious. Even though it feels like getting your nose tweaked often. Don't let them pass by. And while there will always be another teaching moment, there will never be one just like this. Thank you.